Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Tomorrow is Election Day. It's the primary election, so the mayoral and the city council candidates are trying to secure a spot in the May general election, which will be 1 month away. So today's the last day you can vote early in person. You have until 5 o'clock tonight. If you plan to return an early voting ballot, that deadline is tomorrow at 8 p.m. There are a lot of drop-off boxes throughout the city. Five candidates for mayor, including incumbent Gene Stothert, and there are two open city council seats. And police in Nebraska say that they had a possible sighting of a 15-year-old missing Tennessee teenager who was allegedly kidnapped by her former high school teacher last month. It's possible that they had spotted the victim in Kearney, Nebraska. The department shared images that appear to match the description of the teen and her abductor, who is a 50-year-old man at a McDonald's in Kearney, more than 900 miles west of their home state of Tennessee. The sightings had not been confirmed by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, but it is an Amber Alert that this gentleman took this 15-year-old girl.
So they're still looking.
Yeah, they're still looking, okay. But it's crazy to think that, you know, the suspect, they were from Columbia, Tennessee.
Pretty big hit. Yeah. I mean, that looks like that's them. So headed west.
Going who knows where. Construction is slated to start this summer for a new addition to Central High School. That's going to add about 50,000 square feet to the century-old high school building. It houses already 2,500 students, and so crowding has become an issue. An additional 25,000 square feet of space inside the existing building will be freed up and repurposed for programs that are educational. The addition is going to be for, it's like a state-of-the-art. It's going to be for art, music, all sorts of things. But it's been mostly a fundraiser for private funds. 75% of the payment is going to be coming from private, 25% from OPS. So about $4 or $5 billion from OPS. The whole project is going to be about a $22 million price tag.
So it's not the Dodge side. It's the east side of the building facing 20th Street.
All right, okay. So it's not going to ruin the face. Okay, good.
Well, that's the original face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so it's... not the Dodge Street side, but it's the east side, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's interesting. They show a picture, an artist rendering in the Omaha World Herald, and they try to stay true to, you know, you can still see the facade, but obviously when you're adding on a big addition like this, they're trying to make it work. Speaking of making it work, the Squirrel Cage Jail in Council Bluffs has been, brought back to its original, like, jail-like status. It was a renovation was done over the winter by the Historical Society over in Pottawatomie County, and they transformed the iconic Squirrel Cage Jail back to, from being a museum to what it looked like during the 84 years that it housed criminals.
Yeah, that's an interesting jail, that's
for sure. Oh, my gosh. It's one of 18 revolving jails that was built to provide maximum security with minimum jailer attention.
And a revolving means that it was on a circle.
Yeah.
And like a Lazy Susan.
Yeah, like a Lazy Susan. Perfect.
But I mean, I don't... Why they call it a squirrel cage is strange.
That's always what they just called it. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's cages within a cage. I don't know why they call it a squirrel cage.
That would be depressing to be a human going into a jail and they're calling it a squirrel cage. You're like...
Well, that doesn't seem very nice.
Human cage. Let's start there.
So what they've done to it?
Three floors, revolving pie-shaped cells within a bigger cage. They brought it back up. It used to be a museum. It didn't used to be a functioning, and now
they added a concession stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can buy
a haunted. They say it's haunted.
Well, visitors can also see the rope that was used in the state's last hanging back in 1952. It's pretty, pretty nuts when you look at these pictures. People went and they said it was, it looked pretty cool, but it was very intimidating. Robotics, the world, the U.S. Open is going to be right across the way in Council Bluffs. 2017 Create U.S. Open Robotics Championship Tournament starts tomorrow at the Mid-America Center. It's free to the public, open Tuesday through Saturday, and we've got teams from all over the world competing. They're going to have to operate a robot that they've designed, and there's all sorts of other competitions.
Sounds like a good time, actually. I mean, that's that'd be interesting. I mean, robots.
Yeah, you get to see everything. So the tournament schedule is, starts Tuesday, 8 a.m., goes till 5:30. It's like most days. And then it's free.
Smart kids. It'll be all the smart kids.
Mm-hmm. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is edging closer to confirmation. Senate Judiciary Committee today is expected to approve his nomination and send it on to the full Senate. And that's when it could hit a bit of a snag. Now, Republicans don't currently have the 60 votes needed to stop an effort to not nominate him, but they could change the rules to require only a simple majority. So if confirmed, Gorsuch would replace Antonin Scalia on the high court. Scalia died more than a year ago, but his seat has remained open because Senate Republicans refused to consider former President Obama's nomination for federal judge Merrick Garland. So this has already been a very long road to have this seat filled.
Yeah, there's only three Democrats that are even going to vote for Gorsuch. The big deal was yesterday, the third announced this Senator, he's a Democrat, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, announced he would vote to confirm Gorsuch. And he's facing re-election next year. They're like, you're going to get in trouble. He said Gorsuch is a, quote, qualified jurist who will base his decisions on his understanding of the law and is well-respected among his peers, unquote.
Okay.
So it's going to be probably cold shoulder at the donut Democratic donut table.
Donuts are for Dems.
It'll be Donnelly, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota are all voting yes for Gorsuch.
So these are Democrats that come from conservative states. I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise that they would be, you know, obviously going with more centrist. I mean, the idea is that they're not pulling party lines, which is good. I mean, they're voting for their constituency. More than 200 people dead following a landslide in Colombia happened over the weekend. Heavy rain caused several rivers to overflow, sending mud and debris crashing into homes. A small city is home. It's Mocagua, and it's home to about 40,000 people. It's near Colombia's southern border. The president there has confirmed that it's a state of emergency. So hundreds of people have been injured, more than 200 still missing. An ISIS leader believed to be the number two in the terrorist organization is dead. State television reports that he was killed in an airstrike. An Iraqi military spokesperson said that he was killed with other ISIS commanders in a strike carried out by the Iraqi Air Force in a region near the border with Syria.
So it's just like Al-Qaeda. We used to always get the number two.
Always.
Never got the number one.
You never want that number two job. That is dead man walking. Somebody got the somebody's red phone rang.
Because you're probably hiding in the bunker with the number one. And the number one's like, somebody want to make a pizza run?
Like, ugh.
And there's like drones in the sky. And the number one's like, I'm not doing it. I'm the number one.
I can't go.
Number two, go get that pizza.
Number two. Number two.
And then they're like, number three, stick around.
Whoa, you stay close to me.
You're about ready to get promoted.
You're going to get a bump in status. Top seeds North Carolina and Gonzaga got a face off in the NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship. It's going on tonight. Tip-off is at 8:20 down in Arizona. And for the first time ever, South Carolina is the winner of the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. The team defeated Mississippi State, and Mississippi State had the honor of knocking off UConn, who had a 111-game winning streak that was brought to an end on Friday night. So tonight it's men's basketball. And then Major League Baseball's opening day was yesterday in the books. Cardinals beat the defending champion Chicago Cubs. It was another long game, but 4-3, tight nail biter.
Isn't that crazy? So yeah, this season will end in October.
Yeah, it just started. Today's the official start day.
Yeah. 12 games on the schedule.
Yeah, 12 games. What was there, three last night, yesterday? But yeah, wow. Starting.
So Storm Chasers' first game at home is a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
I hope it's a nice day. That's
they'll play Round Rock. Looks like the weather's is great past. It's going to be dreary through Wednesday and then
gets better.
Good looking weather.
Good. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange isn't going to be leaving Ecuador's London embassy anytime soon. Sunday's win by a candidate in Ecuador means that Assange won't wear out his welcome. The losing right-wing candidate had vowed to evict Assange within 30 days of taking office. Assange has been holed up at the Ecuadorian London embassy for 5 years to avoid being taken to Sweden to answer questions in a rape investigation. Now, two WikiLeaks volunteers in Sweden have accused Assange of sexually assaulting them. WikiLeaks published hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. military and diplomatic documents in 2010. It's one of the biggest information leaks in U.S. history. And failing drug tests among Americans looking for a job are on the rise.
No.
Yep. Quest Diagnostics. They perform the drug screenings for most American companies. They say Americans who failed a drug test is at its highest levels in over a decade. More than 9% of potential employees tested positive for at least one drug.
Well, I'm sure
at least one.
Legalization of marijuana is definitely going to skew those numbers.
Yeah, people don't think that they're
doing anything.
No.
Breaking the law. I mean, the only thing that's kind of keeping people quote unquote legal is jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, people adhere to that. They're like, I get drug tested.
Yeah.
The NFL.
It's not marijuana, though, that they're finding. It's the heroin epidemic. Apparently, the cause behind the failed drug tests are linked to heroin.
I guarantee there's more weed than anything else.
And obviously the legalization of recreational marijuana in several states has made it.
The NFL's having their owners meeting right now in Arizona, and one of the things coming out is Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is pushing they got to stop weed testing NFL players. That's what he's putting out there.
That's because he had issues with Randy Gregory.
Well, all of them are.
You know, a lot of them are smoking pot.
That's what he's saying.
Let them smoke pot.
Why are we stubbing our own toe?
Let them smoke it. I just let them smoke the weed.
Well, I mean, especially isn't that good for pain? I mean, aren't a lot of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of
injury
those
wise.
Things, but
well, I guess still, they're paying you millions of dollars. They didn't want them. They didn't want the problems that go with it.
I mean, let them smoke it. I mean, if they're letting them drink, I feel like
all those former NFL players all say they do it for the.
For the
medication.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I would think that it would probably be pain relief on a certain level. I mean, Party, you've talked about the fact that when you had that shoulder, what was it, the shoulder tear?
I didn't talk about it on the air, but yeah.
No, when you had the shoulder tear, that there was like, it was like a pain where it was like pain medication wasn't.
I'll be honest here. I don't care. I had that shoulder surgery and the pain was so deep, right? Because it was complete tear. That there wasn't a prescription drug in the world that was helping me. I was like, I need to get high.
But
and
I
that's the only thing that helped me. It really is.
But that's what a lot of people say.
But I would also say that anytime you feel any pain and somebody says 1 to 10, you're like, dead.
Well, yeah, but I'm not. Yeah,
well, no,
whatever.
But for something like that, no. I mean, I think for an injury like that, that's what a lot of states are turning to. I mean, we've heard about this for like the hemp oils and things like that for it's like a level of pain. I mean, I've had friends whose parents were going through chemotherapy and the doctors would say, like, you need to get high. Like, you need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be going through chemo and just for your appetite and for the pain management. I mean, there's nothing right. that I can really prescribe you.
But it's still against the law. So,
yeah.
Companies still are going to adhere to that. You know, they have to.
Right.
I think they're.
It's just interesting that they were talking about, I mean, Quest Diagnostics is like, you know, for the first time in a decade, they're seeing more and more failed drug tests. And it probably is, like you said, just marijuana. People are like, hey, the company that spins out 200,000 guitar strings every day is now selling a string that's almost impossible to break.
Sweet. Who's this?
It's the Ernie Ball Company.
Okay.
I didn't realize that they were the ones behind the guitar strings, but they are like the world's, you know, big seller. They've been around since 1962. Their strings have been the favorites of Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, I mean, all of the rock gods. The Ernie Ball Slinky String is the best-selling guitar string in the world, and now they've come up with a new string that's been in development for 5 years using nanotechnology, and it won't bust in the middle of your solo.
Because they break all the time. You wonder if it would have any effect on the sound if you could do...
They say it doesn't. They say that there's no difference in the sound, that the strings are just tougher, that they've found this way. It uses nanotechnology and plasma. And they've managed to create the world's first break-resistant string.
Probably not a good thing. You kind of want them to break, don't you?
I know. I would say that this is the beginning of the end for the Ernie Ball Company if they're creating strings that nobody...
Congratulations, we're out of business.
I know. This is amazing. And naps, exhausted after a long day's work. Well, maybe taking just a little 30-minute cat nap can help you get through the day better. There's a new study that says just one quick 30 minutes or under nap can totally reset you. It can give you all of the reset that you'll need. Previous research had shown that naps of under 30 minutes make you more focused, productive, and creative, and that short nappers found that they have an enhanced sense of well-being.
Well, how about those high schools that have those sleep pods?
I know, that was New Mexico.
How great would that be if we had that?
They're in Mexico? They don't have
New
them
Mexico.
Here?
No, it said New Mexico.
In New Mexico, there's some high schools that have these really cool sleep pods, and they're letting kids do it. When kids are super, you know, falling asleep, they're like, go hit the pod, and it's they can take 20-minute naps. Letting students and teachers take 20-minute naps.
You block out time. There are companies now that have sleep rooms, like nap rooms. I've heard about that, where you can block it out, and they're like, go ahead, go get a quick... And I guess
if it's on your time, why not? You know,
well, put it in the break room next to the coffee machine.
Right. Okay. Do you want a nap, or do you want... Tokyo did a study like 2 years back, and extended, they said that it was, it increases, it's good for your health, that it helps focus you up, that longer nappers and non-nappers didn't see the same sort of happy feelings that like short nappers get. So I guess long naps aren't necessarily good for you either. It's just that small. How do you people do that in 30 minutes?
Set an alarm. You set an alarm and go about your life.
It takes me that long to fall asleep though. I mean, it just feels like... I don't know. There are times where it's like, it takes me forever to fall asleep.
How long are your naps? Like an hour and a half, two hours?
Yeah, an hour.
Okay.
I mean, I can't imagine a 30-minute nap. It takes me usually like 20 minutes just to get my brain to quiet down.
Yeah, but I think there's a sweet spot. You go too deep, too short, you come out tired.
Even more tired than you ever were.
Yeah. So snooze while you can, gets you charged up, and even makes you happy. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Man, Honey Boo Boo's mom sure took a turn. What was her show on Friday? I saw it was all over
From
the place.
Not to Hot.
From Not to Hot.
Which is like the coolest name ever for a show. And
just
Mama June. And she's lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, she's down to a size 4. You're like, oh, wow.
So, she had a lot of stuff done, though. And I'm guessing it was all fronted by the networks, because I keep seeing that the next episode of the show that just came out of nowhere, because I kept it quiet for the most part, is when he invades her ex-husband's wedding.
Ew.
Looking
really?
All hot.
Oh. So I knew she kept it under wraps, and I saw like a teaser, I think the same, it's probably where it was that somebody wanted to see her, and she's like, oh, you're going to have to wait just like everybody else. So I think she was even keeping it from
her family.
And I mean, I'm like, God, they must have had her on like super lockdown then.
Like a new restaurant.
Right.
They just had black tarps around her. Coming soon.
Brown paper up in the
windows. You can hear construction. What's happening in there?
Just so interesting.
What's happening to the new Mama June?
She lost all that weight. She had a lot of surgery. She had the gastric bypass. Had a lot of surgery for, you know, like skin and whatever that stuff is. I guess she had her teeth done, all these other, like a complete 100%
she had a total
makeover.
Revamp.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like anybody who's thinking that diet and exercise and you're going to look like, it's like, no, that was a medically boosted transformation. That wasn't just like good makeup contouring and amazing squats. I mean, this was like, and a surgeon.
How much did she weigh? Did she ever say how much she weighed?
Yeah, it was like 300 pounds or something. She was really, I mean, like, it was a health issue. I mean, a lot of her kids were just like, mom, it's, you know, you're not healthy.
Oh, didn't help Sketty and butter and ketchup.
Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah. She's the first one I think of.
She'd weighed 225 at her heaviest. And then she got down to like what? Size 3?
Yeah, I remember she was on that Slim Fast diet or whatever they're having her plug.
And well, and then she was taking those, like...
All those pills or whatever.
All those pills. I just feel like
this is kind of like the same example of the Anna Nicole Smith saga. You know, they took this woman and gave her hope.
Weight loss drug that you're like, well, how terrible is that?
Yeah. I mean,
so is she going to be hawking a weight loss?
It was... Well, hers was... I mean, hers was surgery. I mean, the stuff that she was doing was a lot of it. I mean, it had to do with, she reportedly previously weighed 460 pounds.
Okay.
460 pounds. She underwent a number of procedures, including gastric sleeve surgery, a breast lift, a tummy tuck, skin removal surgeries on her arm and neck. I guess $50,000. It's estimated that she could have paid upwards of $50,000 in total for the operations. But I imagine, like what you said, Party, that the network probably...
Oh, God,
they're saying she weighed 460 pounds.
That's what I just said.
460,
yeah. 460
they
pounds.
They absolutely are. I mean, they're totally are. I mean, they're sending her out to go crash her ex-husband's wedding. And that poor woman you see on this stupid trailer going, this is my day. You shouldn't be here. And
I know.
It's just... bad altogether.
Yeah, that's pretty. This is,
you know, it's
this
Anna
is
Nicole
a
Smith.
New low, right? We haven't seen these disgusting titles in a row. Questions on what network?
What network are they on?
You know,
WE TV.
WE TV. All right, WE TV.
So it's called Mama June from Not to Hot, and I guess it's on Fridays. And she'd been trying to get back in the dating scene since her and the guy that. That was a really bad breakup, though. Like, well, he's sketchy.
They broke up, and she started dating this guy who had a...
bad past.
A bad past. Mm-hmm. Past, yeah. He was a
Stranger Danger profile. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's like... And that's how they lost... Didn't they, like, lose the show for a little bit? Because they were like, dude, no way. Not
cool.
It was
awful. Yeah, the whole thing was a mess.
So this is her whole new comeback, and... She's 37, Mama June is, 37, mother of four, and apparently had to stay in hiding to keep her physical transformation a secret. So she was, I mean, I imagine that there is a diet and exercise that's involved with something like this, but it sounds like the heavy lifting was a lot of surgery.
Cost money.
A lot of procedures. Exactly. Like, it wasn't just like, I'm going to start eating sensible salads and getting my steps in. Like, no, that's not what was the driving force between her going from 460 pounds to a size 4.
Jeez, what
I just
a
always want to put that out there because I feel like people watch it and they're like, okay. And it's like, she had a lot of help. She had a lot of help. I mean, it doesn't mean that people can't drop the weight, but I mean, to go from 460 pounds to a size 4 in 6 months is...
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that's a lot of help.
I mean, well, so what's with the rest of the roster? How are they doing? So that's Mama June.
They have been really
But we
focused.
Don't know about what's going on with Honey Boo Boo, who is Alana.
They have taken...
There was Sugar Bear, who was the father, Mike Sugar Bear.
That's the one who just
and
got
then
remarried,
the sisters
right?
were Lauren Pumpkin, Shannon, and Jessica Chubbs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was Anna Chickadee. So how are Chickadee, Chubbs, Pumpkin...
And Boo Boo. They don't even focus on them. Before it was all about Honey Boo Boo. Now it's all about Mama June.
Mama June's taking her moment.
Yeah, she's taking her moment. Now, I think that maybe they figured she was the driving force of the popularity of whatever that's going on in that family. As for the husband, what's his name?
Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear. His name.
I know.
Sugar Bear. I guess Big Party. I guess that really doesn't, falls in the same category. But I guess Sugar Bear is getting married, remarried, and then that's what all this thing is being drummed out to, the next episode. Or maybe even the last episode.
Because Here Comes
episode.
Honey Boo Boo isn't on anymore.
No.
It ended in 2014.
Yeah, she's 11 now. They show her reacting to her mom.
Yeah.
You know, they made it look like they held it from her, too.
Yeah, it sounds like she went into like serious hiding.
But I was shocked to see it. That's all I was saying, man. It's like, wow. I mean, from Not to Hot caught my attention.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Channel 94.1.
Celebrity News first, Molly. What's up?
Last night, the WWE wrapped up things. First, let me say, sponsored by Pino's Palette. See the calendar at pinospalette.com/LaVista. Paint, drink, and have fun. So it was a big night for WWE fans. John Cena proposed to his longtime partner, Nikki Bella. And then came word that The Undertaker was hanging up his hat.
Wow.
He's done.
After how many years? Right.
After like 30-some years, you're like, good Lord.
The guy's in his 50s. I'm sure he's like, can I call it a day? He's 52. The Undertaker, man. Some people are like, is it over?
It's not
over. He won 21 consecutive matches before losing to Brock Lesnar 3 years ago.
That was the deal. When he comes out on stage, he marks you for death. He was like the only wrestler that I ever recognized and liked.
Yeah.
He'd come out and he'd do his thumb across, like, you've been, and people were like, oh, he's marked for death.
Marked for death.
I mean, it must still be popular. A buddy of mine was lamenting that he had to get it on pay-per-view last night for his kid.
Really?
That's funny.
I mean, people watch it.
Yes.
You know what?
It was that DJ's dugout on 114th and Dodge. It would always rent out that back room on Sundays. It'd always be packed with people watching
WWE.
Raw. Sunday Night Raw, whatever it is.
It'd be nice to get into something like that sometimes.
I know what I mean?
Have something in common and with a bunch of people and that into it, but
it used to be it was always on Monday nights.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw. And I did this show, and every like couple of weeks, we'd have a Monday night show, and one of the guys that was in the cast with me, like, he'd get so upset. He'd be like, I really hate it when we have these shows on Monday nights. And it was because he was, like, a big WWE fan. I'm like, well, get a DVR, dude. He's like, no, because people are already talking about it. You're like, oh, my God.
Well, the struggle is real.
Bye.
Tributes to The Undertaker are flowing in. Mm-hmm. The real man is alive. It's just his character.
He's just retiring. So Undertaker 52 debuted in 1990 and now is finally calling it a day. I love this music. Is this his music? This is good stuff.
This is one of them. I mean, these guys have their intro songs.
Yeah, sure. You hear it and you know he's coming. Alex Rodriguez confirmed that he is indeed dating Jennifer Lopez. He was on The View on Friday, and he was saying...
Oh, I guess that ended. Okay.
So he's like, we've been having a great time. She's amazing. She's an amazing, amazing girl. One of the smartest human beings I've ever met, and also an incredible mother. So he's totally in. He's vapor locked. I mean, he's in it. I guess friends are starting to think that this may actually be a great match, calling J-Lo his lady. Maybe it would be wife material. So who knows? American Idol reboot. Fans of American Idol who have been waiting for the show to come back to TV after leaving last year, you know, and then there was like a talk of a bidding war between NBC and Fox. Well, you may have to keep waiting. There is reports that the power struggle between the franchise's co-owners are going to keep it off the air until at least 2019. Hmm. So it's not coming back anytime soon. I guess there's two production companies that share ownership of American Idol, and those two are infighting.
Do any of those have any relation with The Voice? You would think if you were The Voice, you would want to do everything to keep American Idol at bay.
Yes. I don't know. I guess Fremantle, it's Fremantle and Core. Those are the two production companies that share ownership of Idol. And they never came up with counteroffers after both Fox and NBC networks submitted bids. So it's like this whole big ball of, you know, it's a nightmare. So it's like two production companies fighting with two networks about who's going to get it. And they're saying with all of the back and forth thing, it's not going to happen anytime soon. So just cool your jets.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.